As I reflect on my 2015 missions experience, I can't help but honestly testify to God's faithfulness in my life. The main themes of this trip for me were love, hope, and joy. These were the three main things God really revealed to me and powerfully spoke to me about. So firstly, to speak on love. The Lord showed me the importance of love being the motivation for all that I do. I was assigned as a team photographer for this trip, and early on, there came a point where I knew I was placing too much pressure on myself. This was not good for me, as it made me forget why I was taking photos in the first place. So rather than taking photos to serve God out of joy, I felt like it became a task that I was doing out of obligation. And I remember once a specific day when I felt very exhausted and I just lost purpose in taking photos. I really questioned myself in the moment. Why do I feel like this? Why am I lacking joy when I'm meant to be capturing the beauty of this country and what God sees in this nation? So it was then that I decided to take a step back. And I realized I had forgotten why I'd been sent out on the missions field in the first place. I was not just sent as a photographer, but I was sent to fulfill the Great Commission by living out the greatest commandment. I was sent out to love. The greatest aim in everything I was doing was meant to be love. To love God and then to love people, even as I was taking photos. At that point, I decided to put my camera down and to reconnect with God and to remind myself why I was on the field. I decided to stop capturing images for a significant portion of time so I could remind myself that I was there to love. Once I chose to humble myself and put my camera aside and remembered my identity not as a photographer, but as one who has been marked by the love of God, I was filled with an enthused spirit and I was refreshed and ready to love once again. So second, to speak on hope. So the Lord highlighted the importance of hope in doing the work of his ministry. So a powerful work that God has recently been doing, especially during the time that I spent in Korea, is just breaking off the mindset of hopelessness and cynicism. So he has been teaching me to see the world not just as a place that is filled with brokenness and sin, but to see it as a place that Jesus died for so that it can be reconciled fully unto himself. On one of the last days of our trip, when we were at a market, we saw children as young as perhaps 6 years old walking around, begging and tugging at the shirts of strangers for money. Upon viewing this, my heart was broken and moved. The children even approached us, but we were told clearly not to respond to them. It would have made the situation more dangerous, as a throng of other kids would have begun to gather around us if we responded to them. So I could have chosen to be discouraged and defeated by witnessing this extreme poverty and this situation of the nation, but God was reminding me that I'm no longer one who is bound by hopelessness. The team took a time to pray, and as I lifted these children up to God, he began to give me words of life and truth. He began to show me how he views these children and desires to reach out to them. I was exercising that moment hope, and God was teaching me that when we minister to a lost and broken world, we can only do so when we stand in a place of hope. So lastly, to speak on joy. God revealed how his joy must always be our strength as we serve him. I shared a powerful moment with a little 7-year-old boy named Anthony, one of the pastor's sons that we are connected with during our time there. So one day I was just playing with him, and I remember I was just looking at him. And then out of nowhere, suddenly, I just felt the Holy Spirit fell on me, and I just couldn't stop laughing. And I just felt just immense sense of joy, satisfaction, and pleasure as I was looking at Anthony. I felt like God was saying that this was his heart for this boy and that this is also his heart for me as well as his children in Bangladesh. This moment I had completely reoriented my perspective of missions as God filled me with his heart. I was recharged and re-energized to minister to people out of joy, joy in knowing God and his love that is deep and wide for his people. I am thankful to God that he has given me powerful revelation of these three truths, love, hope, and joy. And I'm excited to now walk in greater revelation of them in my everyday life. It is not just something that is meant to be reserved for missions, but something I am to walk out daily. Thank you so much for your prayers and financial support in making this missions trip possible. The testimonies that we bring back from the field belong not only to the missions team, but they also belong to you as well. Thank you, and God bless you.